You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day. And it's been a good day. Oh, it really has.
Great day.
Yes, it has.
Great day. Mm-hmm.
They're all good days. Yep. We're alive. We can talk about it. We're healthy.
Yeah, that's who you tell it.
Bad days are good.
After my birthday, I'd like to say this to people. People oftentimes ask me, what's it been like for you? How did you manage to hold on during hard times? What was the key to your success? What's the one thing you would change differently if you were 20? What would you tell the 20-year-old Steve Harvey that you didn't know then, that you know now? I've always asked a lot of hypothetical questions, and I just want to share something with you about it. The one thing that you have to understand, if you are on this journey and you are trying to become successful in whatever arena, whatever area, whatever field of choice, whatever it is, if you're trying to become successful, you must understand and get it through your head that it is a process. That it is a process. It's going to take some time. I know you may want it now. I know you may have goals and aspirations with deadlines set on it. But you got to understand, it's a process. The majority of things that I've wanted to happen at a particular time almost always never happened at that particular time. The chosen time that I wanted things to happen, I can tell you, practically hardly ever worked out that way. Ever. You know, I had to be at work at 5 p.m. Okay, I know how to make that happen. Da, 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 da. But my dreams and visions, what I hoped for and saw for myself, almost always never happened at the particular time that I set aside. So understanding that, well, Steve, why is that? It's because it's a process. And one of the processes you have to learn is patience. One of the processes you have to learn is faith. one of the processes you have to learn is that your timing and God's timing is two different sets of time. You have got to understand that when you ask for something and it doesn't happen, like I said the other day, it doesn't mean it's denied. It's simply delayed. But guess what? It's really not delayed. If you think about it, it just wasn't the time according to God. The delay, you have to deal with the delay when you set a deadline and you set a time frame and it don't happen. And then when it don't happen, you say, well, I guess my blessing's delayed. No, it's in the process. It's on the way. It just hasn't arrived at the destination yet. And a lot of times our blessings don't arrive at our destination because we ain't where we need to be to receive the box. Uh-oh. I fell onto something right here. I think I need to stay right here for you. A lot of times, the blessings that God sends our way doesn't arrive in the time frame we want it to arrive in because we're not in the place we should be in to receive it. Do you understand what I'm saying? I've had to understand this about my life thousands of times. I'm currently going through a deal right now that I thought should have been done by now. But because I'm not in the place that I need to be, because God ain't tied up all the bows and ribbons with the other people that he need to have in place, it's what I'm thinking is delayed. Well, it's not really delayed. It's in God's timing. Because I've learned, and after all these birthdays, that sometimes, man, the where I'm at right now is not the place I need to be to receive the package he has for me. Could it be that you're not in the proper place to receive the package? And I did a long time ago, I created an analogy that when you ask God for something, God boxes it up in heaven, puts a bow on it, and he ships it to you. Now, in order for the package to receive at your location, the faith that you ask for the package in has to be the faith that you remain in to receive the package. So when God ships the package to your place, your address, which was you prayed this prayer of faith 2 years ago, but because you didn't get it in the time frame you thought, you stepped off of Faith Street and you stepped over on I Doubt It Boulevard. Well, he don't deliver packages to I Doubt It Boulevard. So the package stays on the truck and it circles and it makes other stops. And then when he swings by your house again and the postman wants to deliver the package, but you have to be there to sign for it, and you over there and you done moved on to Ain't No Way Circle. So now you was on I Doubt It Boulevard. Now you done moved over to Ain't No Way Circle. They can't deliver the package. Then they bring the package by the house. Now you over there. Now I guess it ain't his Wheel Avenue. And now the package circles again. The problem is, everybody, you're not where you're supposed to be to receive the package. If you would get back over there on Faith Street, because God only delivers his packages to people who are in faith. You got to stay on Faith Street because he does not deliver to I Don't See How Boulevard. Those are my closing remarks. If you don't get that, we'll try it again tomorrow. Okay? Have a great day and get back on Faith Street. That could be why the package ain't got there yet. It's probably circling.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.